The Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 18th of May, the 138th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 227 days left in 2024. So, what happened on this day in history? The birth of Bollywood, that's all. It was on this day in 1912 that the first Indian film, Shri Pundalik, was released in Mumbai. Produced and directed by Dadasaheb Thorne, who's called the father of Indian cinema, Shri Pundalik was a silent film based on a play. In Fast Engine News, on this day in 1953, American Jacqueline Cochran became the first woman to break the sound barrier with her 100-kilometer speed record of 1,050.15 kilometers per hour flight in California. Earlier, Cochran served in World War II as a pilot, one of the very first women. She received many honors, including the French Air Medal for her contribution to the war and aviation. On to other fast engine records. On this day in 1990 in France, a modified high-speed train made a new rail world speed record of 515.3 kilometers per hour. And happy birthday to former French First Lady Bernadette Chirac, born on this day in 1933. The widow of two-time French President Jacques Chirac, she was involved in her husband's successful 1995 presidential campaign. She also played an important role as First Lady in her husband's re-election in 2002. Bernadette Chirac was a politician in her own right. She served as a counselor in Corrèze, the couple's home département. In 2001, Madame Chirac founded Opération Pièce Jaune, or Operation Yellow Coins, yellow being the color of small coins. Everyone has a penny or two to spare, right? Why not put them in the Opération Pièce Jaune box? All those small coins add up, and they go to helping children in French hospitals. We have an Opération Pièce Jaune box in the newsroom, in fact. I only recently discovered it was Madame Chirac who was behind it.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Time for a bit of listener news. First, a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listeners Club member, Arifa Alam Dolan from Nature, Bangladesh. Welcome, Arifa. You too can be a member of the RFI Listeners Club. Just write to me at english.service@rfi.fr and tell me you want to join, and I'll send you a membership number. It's that easy. When you win a Sound Kitchen quiz as an RFI Listeners Club member, you receive a premium prize. Two reminders. There's a Facebook page just for you, the RFI English Listeners Forum, and it's open to everyone. Just go to the page and ask to join. I'll approve you, and then off you go. You can post videos and photos, talk about your clubs, whatever it is you want to. Well, as long as it's not political, commercial, or offensive. And the dates for RFI's EPOP video competition have been announced. The competition opens next month on the 5th of June. There'll be more information in the coming days, but you can already start to plan your video. The EPOP video competition is sponsored by the RFI department Planet Radio, whose mission is to give a voice to the voiceless. EPOP focuses on the environment and how climate change has affected ordinary people. That means you and me. Your EPOP video should be around 3 minutes long. The theme is climate change, the environment, and pollution, told by the people it affects. Do you know the old saying, the early bird gets the worm? Be an early bird, put on your thinking cap and start planning your video. I fully expect to see billions and trillions and gazillions of entries from the RFI English audience.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen, and Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Erwan Rome is off this week, but we have the one and only Vincent Pora.
You guys know what to listen on the Radio France International. The Sound Kitchen.
Told ya, the one and only. Vincent is here with us to mix the show, and baby brother, also known as Paul Myers, is right here next to me. Say hello, baby brother.
Hello, big sister.
Paul's got your answers to the bonus question ready to serve on the listener's corner, and we have a mighty fine dessert for you at the end of the show, carefully prepared by none other than baby brother. But first, the quiz. On the 13th of April, I asked you a question about an article RFI English journalist Melissa Shamam wrote, Sudan Conference Opens in Paris to Try and Fix Forgotten Crisis. The crisis in Sudan has been pushed out of the global conversation by other ongoing conflicts, such as those in the Middle East or Ukraine, and only 5% of the 3.8 billion euro target in the UN's latest humanitarian appeal has been funded so far this year, according to the French Foreign Ministry. You were to reread Melissa's article and answer this question. Aside from France, Germany, and the EU, who else was included in the conference? Paul, what's the answer?
To quote from Melissa's article, the ministerial meeting was held behind closed doors and also brought together representatives from Sudan's neighbors, as well as from Gulf nations and Western powers, including the United States and Britain, along with regional organizations and the UN. The meeting was a success. The French President Emmanuel Macron said the Paris conference raised more than 2 billion euros in aid to help Sudan and its neighboring countries. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar, the president of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club in Nowgan in Bangladesh. What is your favorite flower? And why? You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so please do stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member Father Stephen Wara, who lives and serves in the Cistercian Monastery in Baminda, Cameroon. Father Steve is also the winner of this week's bonus question. He wrote, I just love the bird of paradise, the Strelitzia reginae. First of all, for its very name, bird of paradise, and hence its connotation with the Christian notion of the heavenly paradise. And then the fact that when fully in bloom, it resembles the wings of a bird in flight. Ah, I love those too, Father Steve. I grew up in Southern California, and we had loads of birds of paradise in our garden. It's a tropical flower, after all. I hope you have many in your garden, too. And congratulations, dear Father Steve. Also on the list of lucky winners this week is RFI Listeners Club member Samir Mukhopadhyay from West Bengal, India, and RFI English listeners Bidhan Chandra Sanyal from West Bengal, India. Hello, Bidhan. There's Umesh Regmi from Birantnagar, Nepal, and also Shihab Ahmad Khan from Nowgaon, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. South Africans are heading to the urns on May 29th, and RFI English journalist Melissa Shamam is already there to keep you up to date on the latest. In the three decades since the end of apartheid, the African National Congress, Nelson Mandela's party, has been in power. But since then, as Melissa noted in her article earlier this week, South Africans lose faith in ruling ANC as income inequality grows, Polls are predicting the party will lose its majority, with many voters disgruntled by its failure to address inequality. The question is, if the ANC no longer has the majority, with which parties can they form an alliance to stay in government? I want you to reread Melissa's article, South Africans Lose Faith in Ruling ANC as Income Inequality Grows, and send in the answer to this question. What are the names of the two parties with whom the ANC could conceivably form an alliance? Again, reread Melissa's article, South Africans Lose Faith in Ruling ANC as Income Inequality Grows, and send in the answer to this question. What are the names of the two parties which the ruling ANC could choose as coalition partners? You'll find Melissa's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
It is, what is your idea of a great weekend? It was suggested by Radhakrishna Pillai from Kerala State in India.
So, what's your perfect weekend, baby brother?
going out for a coffee and croissant in the morning, or coffee and a tartine, a bit of bread and butter. Actually, trying to be on holiday at home. I like that idea of getting up, doing something like that. Maybe going out to play tennis, aperos with some mates, a dinner with my lady love. Simple things, really. Nothing too spectacular, an exhibition, dinner, aperos. Being with friends and family. And you?
Any weekend that does not consist of running around hither, thither, and yon doing errands is a great weekend to me. Although there is a great deal of satisfaction when I've crossed all those boring things off my to-do list. Seriously, though, a great weekend would be a combination of friends and being outside, a dinner party on Saturday night, for example, then on Sunday, a nice walk in the Jardin des Plantes, followed by mint tea and yummy North African desserts at the Great Mosque.
Yeah, sweet tooth.
Oh, those are so good. All those honey, all those dates, which is right by the gardens. And then a nap. Yeah, that does it for me. What about you? Remember, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. And thanks, Radhakrishna, for this week's question. You have until the 17th of June to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 22nd of June to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen. I am Jose Baptiste. I come from Guadalupe. Bienvenue.
And now, more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered for this week is, what is your favourite flower and why? It was suggested by Sultan Mahmud Sarkar from Nowgan in Bangladesh. Radhakrishna Pillai's favourite is the rose. He wrote, it is the most fragrant and beautiful of flowers. Roses are not merely a flower, but the symbol of everything sweet and beautiful in life.
Salim Akhtar agrees. Roses are his favorite too, but red roses. He wrote, "Roses come in a variety of colors and each has its own meaning. For example, the white rose symbolizes purity, innocence, reverence, a new beginning, a fresh start. But my favorite, the red rose, symbolizes love and desire. They mean, I love you." I hope you present your wife with red roses often, respected brother.
Hans Werner Lolliker wrote, "My favorite flower, at least in spring, is the tulip. We have a rather small garden, which we run according to the principle, grow as much as possible, leaving room for the birds and the insects. Whenever we get a hold of something interesting, we stick it in an empty place. And now we have around 300 tulips that bloom for about 45 days. I also like marigolds. I save the seeds in autumn and plant them at about this time of the year. They remind me of my childhood. Our mother let us have a small garden of our own." Marigolds, Dipita Chakrabarti is with you, Hans. She wrote, "Marigolds are my favorite flower. Fondly called gender fool, it captures my heart and mind. Available in vibrant yellow and orange, the marigold is the symbol of joy and prosperity. Marigold garlands are a must in pujas, marriages, political rallies, and in all happy and auspicious occasions. Hans, Dipita, you're not alone. Karuna Kanta Pal's favorite flower is also the marigold." Why? Karuna wrote, "Because it is used for many occasions in garlands of different colors. I like yellow and orange marigolds the best. They're very easy to plant in either pots or in a garden, and they don't require much maintenance. And they're not seasonal. They are beautiful all year round." Nasir Mohammed wrote that he likes all flowers that thrive in full sun, an interest he's had since childhood. Nasir wrote that he was fascinated to learn about these types of flowers when he was in primary school.
Nasir, Jayanta Chakrabarti loves one of those full sunflowers. It's called the Gulmohar in India, and in English, either Royal Poinciana or Flamboyant. Do you have those in Nigeria? Jayanta wrote, "The charming ornamental Gulmohar, also known as the Flame of the Forest, has a French connection. This exotic flower was brought to India around 1828 by French traders after its discovery in Madagascar. In the scorching summer heat, the Gulmohar tree's vibrant orange-red blossoms take center stage, adorning Delhi's road canopies and gardens with their striking beauty. Gulmohar flowers not only steal one's heart, but also spread flamboyancy throughout to the atmosphere."
Mohammed Shamin's favorite flower is the lotus, which he reminds us is the national flower of India. We'll end with Helmut Matt. He wrote, "There are many trees, bushes, and flowers in our garden throughout the year. I love to watch them grow, bloom, and return year after year. Yes, I love all of them, but the favorite of all is a rose called Admired Miranda. Ours is over 20 years old. It grows close to our terrace, so we really can see and enjoy it whenever it blooms. The blossom is just amazing. Tender red with a touch of pink, classic English appearance, okay, and shape, with a scent of ripe apricots. It's really wonderful when the wind carries the scent over to us and tickles our noses with it." And so there you have it. Admired Miranda from the veranda.
How very good, Paul. And that was right off the top of his head. Isn't he amazing, listeners?
Remember, everyone, you too can admire your Mirandas from the veranda. With our bonus questions, and this week's bonus question, suggested by Radha Krishna Pillai from Kerala State in India, is, what is your idea of a great weekend? Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
A pleasure, as always. Thank you.
It's the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to the one and only Vincent Pora for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for a special treat, a listener essay from Rodrigo Hunriche from Ciudad de Concepción, Chile. Oh, sorry, I did that. Sorry about that, Rodrigo. It's Ciudad de Concepción. None of that Castilian Spanish stuff on our continent, is there? The quiz will be back on the 1st of June. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Erwan is off planting flowers this week, so Baby Brother has stepped up with music from Paul. What'd you choose for us, Paul?
I've chosen Peg. It's a song by the American rock group Legends, Steely Dan. It was released on the band's 1977 album, Ajar. I used to listen to it when I was away at boarding school. I've been listening to it ever since. It's West Coast, it's jazzy, it's groovy, it's wonderful. If I'm feeling down, I put on Peg. The tears start rolling down because it just reminds me of back then. It's lovely. So, Peg, I love it.
Oh, excellent. Anything from Steely Dan, I'm going to love. And you're right, 1977, we were in high school, weren't we? Yeah, we were. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends. Talk to you all next week.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true. So won't you smile for the camera? I know they're gonna love it. Big. I like your picture. I keep it with your letter. Done up in blueprint blue. It sure looks good.